It took 12 games, but the Milton Menace are no longer undefeated. There is a technicality, however. Coming into the Thanksgiving long weekend, the Menace knew they had a pair of battles ahead of them. It started with a game against the Trenton Golden Hawks last Friday, which they won in overtime. That's pretty cool. That was then followed up with a game against Collingwood, which they lost in overtime. That's not so cool. With the first official loss on the record books and still boasting an undefeated in regulation season record, we spoke with Captain Graham McCauley to discuss the season so far, the upcoming stretch of road games, and his ongoing recovery from injury. This is Episode 4 of Season 2 of Recap with Cap. Okay, Grammer, 12 games into the season for the Milton Menace, 9-0-2-1. Essentially undefeated in regulation, at least if you look at it that way. But how is the mood in the locker room so far for the boys?
I'd say the morale is probably the right word, is super high. I think if you were to say that we'd be at this point, at the start of the year, whatever we are, 12 games in, I think we'd definitely take that. Especially with the teams we've been playing the last couple of weeks and with the games we got coming up. So, no, the boys are doing really well. We're starting to get closer as a group. So, a couple big wins recently. So we're looking just to kind of keep that momentum going into these next few weeks.
It was a huge game this past weekend, the long weekend against Trenton. It's the rematch of the OJHL Finals. Was it, emotional for the guys to get a win against a team that – just got you in the finals last year?
Yeah, I think, especially there being, 10, 11, 12 guys playing that night that were in the finals, I think the big message was just to get across to the newer guys, the younger guys, how important that game meant to us, which I think they got the message because the boys were great. Obviously to win, it was a super exciting hockey game, 6-5, lots of goals, lots of action. But to come out on top, especially in overtime, come back, just kind of the way we won as well, was just made it that much better. Especially for those of us who were on the team last year and everyone knows obviously what happened last year. So no, that was a huge win. We're really excited with that.
And, of course, the scheduling gods get you with Collingwood just 2 days later. Obviously, a big matchup against Collingwood, the Blues. Overtime loss, but maybe in a way that alone is a win for the team. Just 2 days after the Trenton game, now you have an overtime matchup against another great team in Collingwood.
Yeah, if going to that week, and if you were to say that we get 3 out of 4 points, I think we would have taken that. Obviously, having the lead after one against Collingwood, you'll want to hold on to that. But nonetheless, getting a point, you can't really complain too much there. Obviously, some stuff to clean up, maybe some discipline as well. But nonetheless, we'll take 3 out of 4 with that weekend, especially, playing Collingwood coming up.
And as you mentioned, Collingwood's coming up this Friday, and then it's a stretch of road games. You won't be back at the Milton Memorial Arena until October 24th. So that's looking at the calendar now, it's still 8 days away. When you have this bit of a long stretch of road games, is there anything different that changes for the team?
No, honestly, I'd say over the last few years, we've been honestly even better on the road than we've been at home for whatever reason. I don't think there's any specific reason for that. But the process is the same kind of throughout the week, getting ready for the games. Whether it's a bus trip, whether it's just a close game that we're driving to, it's all the same process, getting ready, preparation. So I don't think there's anything too different. Just kind of go out there, obviously taking the bus down to Collingwood on Friday. That's a huge game. And then, right back at it Saturday, down at Westwood against the Patriots, who are also a really, really good team this year. So it's a back-to-back. It'll be a good test for us.
Look at you knowing the schedule.
All right. Oh, yeah.
And then, as we mentioned, Friday, October 24th, that is the home return for the Menace against the Oakville Blades. I know you've been out the last few weeks with an injury. What's your timeline looking like? Are you going to be back for this Blades game, or is it a bit further down the line for you?
I think it'll be a little bit further. You know, I'm doing everything I can to get back, just rehab. Still a couple of weeks away. Nothing. I don't have like a date set in stone for when I'll be back, but you know, I'm working my bag off to get back as soon as possible. But you know, I think we're on the back half of the injury for sure.
I know you're one to give credit to all the other players on the team, but do you think they miss you out on the ice?
I mean, I'd like to think so, but you know, I'm still doing everything I can, you know, to be present. Obviously, you know, I'm back practicing now, so on practice days, I'm still on the ice and, you know, helping out wherever I can. But, you know, even on game days, just coming on in between periods, just, you know, with a couple pointers here and there from what I'm seeing up top, you know, almost as if, I guess, if I was a coach. Obviously, I'm not a coach, but, you know, I can add a point in here or there and kind of tell the coaches what I'm seeing from up top. So, I mean, it's a different perspective, that's for sure. Obviously, I'd love to be playing, but, you know, I think I'm still trying to do everything I can to help the boys out from up top.
All right. Well, rest up, and we'll chat next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Cam. Appreciate it.